Psalm 14. Fools say to themselves, "There is no God." Fools are evil and do terrible things. There is no one who does anything good. The Lord looked down from heaven on all people to see if anyone understood, if anyone was looking to God for help. But all have turned away. Together, everyone has become evil. There is no one who does anything good, not even one. Don't the wicked understand? They destroy my people as if they were eating bread. They do not ask the Lord for help. But the wicked are filled with terror because God is with those who do what is right. The wicked upset the plans of the poor, but the Lord will protect them. I pray that victory will come to Israel from Mount Zion. May the Lord bring them back. Then the people of Jacob will rejoice, and the people of Israel will be glad. Genesis chapter 27. When Isaac was old, his eyesight was poor, so he could not see clearly. One day he called his older son Esau to him and said, "Son." Esau answered, "Here I am." Isaac said, "I am old and don't know when I might die. So take your bow and arrows and go hunting in the field for an animal for me to eat. When you prepare the tasty food that I love, bring it to me and I will eat. Then I will bless you before I die." So Esau went out in the field to hunt. Rebekah was listening as Isaac said this to his son Esau. She said to her son Jacob, "Listen, I heard your father saying to your brother Esau, 'Kill an animal and prepare some tasty food for me to eat. Then I will bless you in the presence of the Lord before I die.' So obey me, my son, and do what I tell you. Go out to our goats and bring me two of the best young ones. I will prepare them just the way your father likes them. Then you will take the food to your father and he will bless you before he dies." But Jacob said to his mother Rebekah, "My brother Esau is a hairy man and I am smooth. If my father touches me, he will know I am not Esau. Then he will not bless me but will place a curse on me because I tried to trick him." So Rebekah said to him, "If your father puts a curse on you, I will accept the blame. Just do what I said and go, get the goats for me." So Jacob went out and got two goats and brought them to his mother, and she cooked them in the special way Isaac enjoyed. She took the best clothes of her older son Esau that were in the house and put them on the younger son Jacob. She also took the skins of the goats and put them on Jacob's hands and neck. Then she gave Jacob the tasty food and the bread she had made. Jacob went in to his father and said, "Father." And his father said, "Yes, my son, who are you?" Jacob said to him, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you told me. Now sit up and eat some meat of the animal I hunted for you, then bless me." But Isaac asked his son, "How did you find and kill the animal so quickly?" Jacob answered, "Because the Lord your God helped me to find it." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near so I can touch you, my son. Then I will know if you are really my son Esau." So Jacob came near to Isaac his father. Isaac touched him and said, "Your voice sounds like Jacob's voice, but your hands are hairy like the hands of Esau." Isaac did not know it was Jacob because his hands were hairy like Esau's hands. So Isaac blessed him. Isaac asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" Jacob answered, "Yes, I am." Then Isaac said, "Bring me the food, and I will eat it and bless you." So Jacob gave him the food, and he ate. Jacob gave him wine, and he drank. Then Isaac said to him, "My son, come near and kiss me." So Jacob went to his father and kissed him. When Isaac smelled Esau's clothes, he blessed him and said, "The smell of my son is like the smell of the field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you plenty of rain and good soil so that you will have plenty of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. May you be master over your brothers and may your mother's sons bow down to you. May everyone who curses you be cursed and may everyone who blesses you be blessed." Isaac finished blessing Jacob. Then, just as Jacob left his father Isaac, Esau came in from hunting. He also prepared some tasty food and brought it to his father. He said, "Father, rise and eat the food that your son killed for you, and then bless me." Isaac asked, "Who are you?" He said, "I am your son, your firstborn son, Esau." Then Isaac trembled greatly and said, "Then who was it that hunted the animals and brought me food before you came? I ate it and I blessed him, and it is too late now to take back my blessing." When Esau heard the words of his father, he let out a loud and bitter cry. He said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." But Isaac said, "Your brother came and tricked me. He has taken your blessing." Esau said, "Jacob is the right name for him. He has tricked me these two times. He took away my share of everything you own, and now he has taken away my blessing." Then Esau asked, "Haven't you saved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered, "I gave Jacob the power to be master over you, and all his brothers will be his servants. And I kept him strong with grain and new wine. There is nothing left to give you, my son." But Esau continued, "Do you have only one blessing, father? Bless me too, father." Then Esau began to cry out loud. Isaac said to him, "You will live far away from the best land, far from the rain. You will live by using your sword, and you will be a slave to your brother. But when you struggle, you will break free from him." After that, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing from Isaac. He thought to himself, "My father will soon die, and I will be sad for him. Then I will kill Jacob." Rebekah heard about Esau's plan to kill Jacob. So she sent for Jacob and said to him, "Listen, your brother Esau is comforting himself by planning to kill you. So, my son, do what I say. My brother Laban is living in Haran. Go to him at once. Stay with him for a while until your brother is not so angry. In time, your brother will not be angry, and he will forget what you did to him. Then I will send a servant to bring you back. I don't want to lose both of my sons on the same day." Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am tired of Hittite women. If Jacob marries one of these Hittite women here in this land, I want to die." Genesis chapter 28. Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and commanded him, "You must not marry a Canaanite woman. Go to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, in northwest Mesopotamia. Laban, your mother's brother, lives there. Marry one of his daughters. May God Almighty bless you and give you many children, and may you become a group of many peoples. May he give you and your descendants the blessing of Abraham, so that you may own the land where you are now living as a stranger, the land God gave to Abraham." So Isaac sent Jacob to northwest Mesopotamia to Laban, the brother of Rebekah. Bethuel, the Aramean, was the father of Laban and Rebekah, and Rebekah was the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau learned that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him to northwest Mesopotamia to find a wife there. He also learned that Isaac had commanded Jacob not to marry a Canaanite woman, and that Jacob had obeyed his father and mother and had gone to northwest Mesopotamia. So Esau saw that his father Isaac did not want his sons to marry Canaanite women. Now Esau already had wives, but he went to Ishmael, son of Abraham, and he married Mahalath, Ishmael's daughter. Mahalath was the sister of Nebaioth. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he came to a place, he spent the night there because the sun had set. He found a stone and laid his head on it to go to sleep. Jacob dreamed that there was a ladder resting on the earth and reaching up into heaven, and he saw angels of God going up and coming down the ladder. Then Jacob saw the Lord standing above the ladder, and he said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your grandfather, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are now sleeping. Your descendants will be as many as the dust of the earth. They will spread west and east, north and south, and all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. I am with you and will protect you everywhere you go and will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, but I did not know it. He was afraid and said, "This place frightens me. It is surely the house of God and the gate of heaven." Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone he had slept on and set it up on its end. Then he poured olive oil on the top of it. At first, the name of that city was Luz, but Jacob called it Bethel. Then Jacob made a promise. He said, "I want God to be with me and to protect me on this journey. I want Him to give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so I will be able to return in peace to my father's house. If the Lord does these things, He will be my God. This stone, which I have set up on its end, will be the house of God, and I will give God 1/10 of all He gives me."
Chapter 10.
Jesus called His 12 disciples and gave them authority to force evil spirits out of people and to cure every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First and foremost, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent these 12 out with the following instructions. Don't go among people who are not Jewish or into any Samaritan city. Instead, go to the lost sheep of the nation of Israel. As you go, spread this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Cure the sick, bring the dead back to life, cleanse those with skin diseases and force demons out of people. Give these things without charging, since you receive them without paying. Don't take any gold, silver, or even copper coins in your pockets. Don't take a traveling bag for the trip, a change of clothes, sandals, or a walking stick. After all, the worker deserves to have his needs met. When you go into a city or village, look for people who will listen to you there. Stay with them until you leave that place. When you go into a house, greet the family. If it is a family that listens to you, allow your greeting to stand. But if it is not receptive, take back your greeting. If anyone doesn't welcome you or listen to what you say, leave that house or city and shake its dust off your feet. I can guarantee this truth: Judgment Day will be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that city. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, so be as cunning as snakes, but as innocent as doves. Watch out for people who will hand you over to the Jewish courts and whip you in their synagogues. Because of me, you will even be brought in front of governors and kings to testify to them, and to everyone in the world. When they hand you over to the authorities, don't worry about what to say or how to say it. When the time comes, you will be given what to say. Indeed, you're not the ones who will be speaking. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death. A father will hand over his child. Children will rebel against their parents and kill them. Everyone will hate you because you are committed to me. But the person who patiently endures to the end will be saved. So when they persecute you in one city, flee to another. I can guarantee this truth: before you have gone through every city in Israel, the Son of Man will come. A student is not better than his teacher, nor is a slave better than his owner. It is enough for a student to become like his teacher, and a slave like his owner. If they have called the owner of the house Beelzebul, they will certainly call the family members the same name. So don't be afraid of them. Nothing has been covered that will not be exposed. Whatever is secret will be made known. Tell in the daylight what I say to you in the dark. Shout from the housetops what you hear whispered. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? Not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's permission. Every hair on your head has been counted. Don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. So I will acknowledge in front of my Father in heaven that person who acknowledges me in front of others. But I will tell my Father in heaven that I don't know the person who tells others that he doesn't know me. Don't think that I came to bring peace to earth. I didn't come to bring peace, but conflict. I came to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A person's enemies will be the members of his own family. The person who loves his father or mother more than me does not deserve to be my disciple. The person who loves a son or daughter more than me does not deserve to be my disciple. Whoever doesn't take up his cross and follow me doesn't deserve to be my disciple. The person who tries to preserve his life will lose it, but the person who loses his life for me will preserve it. The person who welcomes you welcomes me, and the person who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. The person who welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. The person who welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. I can guarantee this truth: whoever gives any of my humble followers a cup of cold water because that person is my disciple will certainly never lose his reward.